So there's a big debate going on right now between men and women, and it's getting really heated. So I'd love to run it by you to see what you think about it. But
okay.
there's a new gym out there. It's called Blush. It's a women-only gym, and it's getting men really angry. Men are calling it segregation.
Mm-hmm.
One guy wrote, "It's discrimination based on gender. You can't argue facts, boo." So I was wondering what your take is on it, what you think of a woman-only gym. Is it discrimination? Are they discriminating against men? Should it not be okay?
Yes and no. I mean, it's probably much cleaner.
Well, that's true.
It's probably not as loud with guys slamming weights down. And no, I think you should be able to go to a place and not get hit on and just be able to work out and then leave.
Right. And that's what a lot of women were saying. There's actually a TikTok of a woman going to Blush. She's like, "Watch, I'm going to go work out. Not one guy is going to be ogling me. No mm-hmm. one's going to come over and ask if I want their help. Nobody is going to." There's just recently, this woman put a video out where she was stretching and doing whatever, like deadlifts or something by a mirror. And some guy, when she bent over, walked over and took a picture of her ass bent over.
Mm.
And she caught him in the mirror doing it because she was actually filming herself at the time because she was, you know, looking at her form. So she caught him behind back there taking a photo of her bent over ass.
Yeah, if you take your camera and take a photo in a gym, you should get your ass kicked no matter
right.
what. Even if you're taking a photo of your form, don't take the camera out. Just don't. You can switch a song. Don't take a photo. Okay, so what about a guy-only gym? Do you have an issue with that?
There are guy-only gyms.
But a woman can join.
They're called gentlemen's clubs.
But a woman can join.
No. That's the whole idea, that if it's men only, that means women can't join. This is female only. No, mm-hmm. Actually, wait a second. There was a male-only gym back in the day in Chelsea. It was specific. It was more for gay men, and women didn't join. They didn't. Why would women want to? Why would you want to go to a gay gym if you're a straight woman? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess actually that is the perfect place to go if you're a straight woman, because no one's going to be looking at you. So frankly, that is the perfect place to go. But you know, if you have a private run business, you can make any rules you want. That's the whole thing. So one of the things that, that the women were saying in this scenario. So, here's some of the feedback that they were giving. Let's see. One woman wrote, "I'd feel so much safer using a machine wrong because I'm a beginner. I'd feel less judged and more comfortable asking for help."
Mm-hmm.
Another woman who's Muslim said, "You know, I wear a headscarf all the time. I'd like to wear a hijab at the gym and without getting like stared at or whatever. I feel more comfortable doing that." Another TikToker said, "Until men learn how to be respectful and not make us feel uncomfortable or unsafe, spaces like this are 100% necessary."
I don't think now is the time to start a gym like that, because it's hard enough to get people to go to the gym now coming out of this pandemic. But I think in a year or so, when people are going back to the gym, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I would like to have a guys only gym, because when I'm on the elliptical and I got a fart, I got to leak one out and hope that a girl doesn't walk past while I'm doing it. If it's a guy only gym, I can let it rip and then high five the guy next to me.
Right, right. He can just smell it, and that's just, he doesn't care. He can fart his own fart if he wants.
Men. Right.
Right. That's actually a very good point.
Yeah, you can take your shirt off. You can work out. You can throw weights around. You can say bad words. Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine.
And women throw weights around and say bad words. They just don't throw as heavy weights around.
Yeah, well, I mean, women, it's probably nice and clean. They probably, you know, scrub every machine down. Smells pretty.
No, but a lot of gyms, like the gym that I belonged to last year where I was going to boxing, it was spotless.
Mm-hmm.
It was really clean. They had the big plush towels. It was like, you know, I'd never went to a gym like that. I always went to like the regular dirty gym. They were at like the high-end, this was like the high-end rich people gym
mm-hmm.
that I went to for like a year because I got a special bonus. But it was super cool. I mean, the best thing was like how clean it was, because I was so used to dirty gyms.
Yeah,
but I don't know, like, I, you know, I'm really out of shape right now. Like going back to the gym and having men looking at me, like that would make me really uncomfortable. I would much rather go to a gym where it's all women, I don't care if women judge me. I'm used to it. You know, I don't like men judging me.
No man's going to look at you. So I don't think you have that problem.
There's that. You know what? Actually, I know invisible to men now. So I can go anywhere. It's great. It's like you're a ghost walking around the city.
You show up with your hair up and no makeup on and in your gym clothes.
Nobody notices. Nobody cares. Yeah. Invisible.
Yeah,
invisible.
It could be a ghost working. Right. We don't know. but no, with a guy, I mean, a guy's gym, you can have tires in there. You can open up the garage doors. You can sweat and spin on the ground and whatever. And no, I think it's a good idea.
Right. What I like about this gym is that it's actually really pretty. There's a lot of cute pink things and the walls are really like they have cute wallpaper. Like it's really well designed. And like not that men wouldn't appreciate it, but women really do appreciate it. Like when they walk in and see like, you know, cute little, all the toiletries and all the cute things, like men don't care about that. Women are like, oh my God, Kiehl's, this is awesome. You know, it makes the whole experience so much better. But let's not pretend this doesn't exist. There's two major gyms that have been in this country. There's Curves. And there's Lucille Roberts. They've both been around forever since gyms have been around. And they're the only female gyms. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why this gym blush is causing so much strife when female-only gyms have been around forever.
Well, a gym like Planet Fitness, they will have do not slam weights. No judgment zone. I mean, we want to go somewhere and lift weights and throw them back down. That's right. What weights are for. They're not going to break. But then if you have men and women, then you got to respect other people.
There was a bodybuilder gym in the city in the 90s called Johnny Latz. Mm-hmm. And it was really serious. Like they had like one piece of cardio equipment because nobody was there to do cardio.
Yeah.
There's like one treadmill. There's like one treadmill. And there's always like some girl on it. But other than that, it was just all weights. And there was so many like bench presses. Yeah, they have more bench presses than like my gym had treadmills. It was great.
Yeah, it's like my high school gym because girls didn't take weight class. It was just guys. There was no elliptical. There was no treadmill.
Right.
Just weights. That's all there was. Men, weights. It's all we knew. All we did.
That's how I know you didn't play sports in high school. Because in my high school, at least, and I think most high schools, if you played sports, you didn't have to go to gym.
No, you could take weight training. I had weight training first period and last period.
Stupid.
Should I take a math class or weight training? And if I took it for my last period of the day, I could always take off before that class.
Right.
They don't know if you're there or not. So you get off early. But yeah, I took two whole periods of that. I could have had an English or a math or a science.
This explains a lot about you. You should be in better shape, frankly, but it explains a lot about you.
I was otherwise. Back then. Back then, I was all in shape because, I mean,
you went to the gym twice a day.
It's not like I was going to college. I need all my credits.
That's true.
I needed three Englishes and two math. No, I just needed to graduate.
Get through high school, yeah.
Excuse me, what do I need to graduate? What is bottom line done? One math. Okay, I had that already. What next?
Gym twice.
Yep, that tells you everything there is about me.
Yeah, and you and I are in the same boat. That's scary.
And we're both here on a Friday night. Talking about Kim Kardashian.
That's right.